Okay, we're on Daf Samach tonight. I'll begin back on the Mishnah on Nun Ted Amud Beis 59b, around 10 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay, so, and just a reminder, again, like the Mishnah says in Masech Tzvachim, the first Mishnah says that all korbanot, if you had kavana shlo l'shman, in other words, if it's korban shlamim, I should think shlamim. Korban asham, I think an asham. So all the korbanot that I have machshav shlo l'shman, so they're kosher korbanot, but they're not ol l'balim l'shem chova. They don't fulfill the obligation for the one who took it, except for the chatat and the pesach, the erev of pesach. So if you have the wrong kavana, the wrong korban, you're like, it's like pasul. You're like, you're out the door. So the Mishnah says, "Manitana Pesach Shechato Shlo Lishmo." If you shechted the korban Pesach Shlo Lishmo, means you had a man to say for Shlamim, v'kibel v'halach v'zarach Shlo Lishmo, and it means. And Rashi has o halach o zarach Shlo Lishmo, means or you did the Kabbalah Shlo Lishmo, the halacha or the zrika Shlo Lishmo, o. Lishmo v'shlo lishmo, and this we'll have to clarify in the Gemara what this means. You did lishmo and shlo lishmo. One pshat's going to be in one avoda. You had two kavanas. And when we talk about kavanot, I mentioned earlier, Rashi and the Balei Tosfot learned that it's a statement. You're making the statement. The Rambam holds it's a thought. Oh, shlo lishmo v'lishmo, or the other way around. It's lishmo lishmo pasul. Kitzel lishmo v'shlo lishmo. What do you mean lishmo v'shlo lishmo? L'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. You thought or said l'shem pesach, then you said l'shem shlamim. Shlo lishmo v'lishmo, l'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. Okay, so those two. So any lo shlo lishmo is pasul, and then we have the sort of bifurcated ones which we have to clarify. Okay, everybody good in the mission so far? Okay, let me move on. So four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, "By Rav Papa, ba'avoda achatanan or b'shtei avodo tanan." So Rav Papa is asking the question: what's the pshat in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo or shlo l'shmo v'lishmo? Is it talking about in one avoda? And again, there are four avoda: shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Is it talking about in one avoda? And was you doing shchita? You thought l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. Is that what it means? He says, or b'shtei avoda. It means in shchita I thought, you know, l'shma, and then the kabbalah I thought shlo l'shma. He says b'avoda chatanan Rabbi Yosihi. So if it's in one avoda, and it's telling me it's pasul. So then, in other words, I had l'shmo and shlo l'shmo. So I thought l'shem pesach, and then I thought l'shem shlamim. So if the Tana Mishnah is telling me it's pasul, then the Tana of our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi. He says, the amar afi b'varz v'rav adam nitpas, because we mentioned the Gemara Masechet Temura. If a person says this is a tumurat, Ola, Tumurat Shlamim. So Rabbi Meir says we just tfos l'shon rishon. We go against the first statement. And Rabbi Yossi says we're going to do both. Af bigmar dvarav dam nitpas. The person is held accountable for both. So he says, so da amar af bigmar dvarav dam nitpas. So then our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yossi, because I thought l'shmo and then I thought shlo l'shmo. So Rabbi Meir would say tfos l'shon rishon when he followed the first statement. And Rabbi Yossi will look at both. He says, the Rabbi Meir ha'amar tfos l'shon rishon. So if it's in one avoda, then our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi, and the top line on Samach Amud Aleph, O Dilma, or maybe B'shtei Avodot Tanan, or perhaps the Tana Mishnah is referring to two Avodot. You did one Avodah, let's say Shechit L'Shma, and then you did Kabbalah Shlo L'Shma, you know, L'Shem Shlamim. He says, V'afilu R'meir Damar Tfos L'Shon Rishon. So then, even according to R'meir, who says Tfos L'Shon Rishon, we look at the first statement or the first thought, Hani Mili B'Avodah Achat, that would only be within one Avodah, he would say that. So I say, I'm doing the Shechita L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Shlamim, so R'meir would say Tfos L'Shon Rishon. Aval B'shtei Avodot, Moda de Mifsil. But with two avodot, even Rameir would say it's pasul. If I say by Shechit, I'm doing L'Shem Pesach, and in Kabbalah, I'm doing L'Shem Shlamim, so even Rameir would say it's pasul. So that's the question. What's the pshat in our Mishnah? Okay, everybody good so far? Yosef, you're good? Let me hear a thumbs up.
Would anyone disagree that two avodot is pasul? Everyone would say, if it's in two avodas, it's possible.
Right,
no matter what.
Right. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? So the question is, that's what it comes out, because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir both hold this pasul. So then the question is, what is our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah going like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir? That's basically, is it one avoda or two avoda? All right?
Okay.
All right. So the Gemara says, hey, so on which section of the Mishnah do you have this question? Or did Rav Papa have the question? Inema ashlo l'shmo v'lishmo. If it's the part where first he had the wrong kavana, shlo l'shmo and l'shmo, so bein b'avodachat bein b'shtei avodot, bein l'Rameir, bein l'Rabbi Yossi, ifsalei mikamaita. So then, everybody would say, if I start off on the wrong foot, everybody would say it's pasul, right? And if I start off l'shem shlamim, and it's the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, so everybody holds that you're dead in the water. He says, Ipsilei mi kamaita, dehal Rabbi Yossi nami, apimar dvorav dam nitpas itlei. Because even Rabbi Yossi, he's saying, in the second kavana is important, but the first one is also important. Ela al l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. Rather, Rapapa's question was on the line, l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. It was focusing on that line in the Mishnah. We're around the eighth line down on Samach Amar Aleph 60a. Welcome, Seth. So if it's l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, so is that talking about one avoda or two avoda? Okay. Seth, I just reminded, we went over what we did yesterday. So we're talking about on the line in the Mishnah where it says l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. If you have the wrong kavana by Korban Pesach, you have in mind or a statement that it's not for a Korban Pesach, then the whole Korban is pasul. You're out the door. And so when the Mishnah says l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, does it mean within a one avoda? Let's say within Shechita, I had l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim, or does it mean in two different avodot? If it's in one avoda, then our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yossi, who says we can look at both, because Rabbi Meir holds we only look at Tefos Lashon Rishon. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try to resolve this, and we'll spend the rest of the next Amud trying to resolve this issue. Okay, so Tashma. So the Gemara begins by quoting our Mishnah: HaPesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishmo. If you shechted the Pesach Shelo Lishmo, and again Shelo Lishmo means, let's say, L'shem Shlamim. Okay, he says V'kibel V'hileich V'zarach Shelo Lishmo, and he did Kabbalah. So hechidami, what's the case that the Mishnah is speaking about? He says, if I just read and translate simply, he says, why do I have to have the wrong kavan on all of them? In other words, if I just read and translate, it sounds like I had shlolishmo for shchita, for kabbalah, for holacha, and for zrika. I got the whole grand slam with that. Mikamaita ipsalei, it would have been pasul from the first one. In other words, I had shlo l'shmo just by shechita was done. El alav hachi katani. Is it not that what the Mishnah is teaching me is as follows? HaPesach sheshchato shlo l'shmo, that you shech the Pesach not l'shmo, inami, or in the alternative, shechato l'shmo, or you shech the Pesach l'shmo. He says v'kibel v'hilech v'zarak shlo l'shmo. And the other three did shlo l'shmo. Inami, or Shechato v'kibel v'hileich l'shmo. You do the first three avot of l'shmo, v'zarak shelo l'shmo. So in other words, the first line of the Mishnah is teaching me that if any of the avodot are done shelo l'shmo, I'm dead in the water. Dehavi l'shtei avodot. So that would be the case of two avodot. So in other words, so by process of elimination, the only pshat we could say in the first sequence of halachot in the Mishnah is telling me a din in two avodot. If one avoda I have l'shma and one avoda shelo l'shma, the Korban's Pasol, right? That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. So Ema Seifa, let's go now to the next line in the Mishnah. Lishmo v'shlo lishmo. It says, if you did it lishmo v'shlo lishmo, sehei chidami, inim b'shtei mavodot, if I'll say that line is also talking about two avodot, that lishmo I did by shechita, and shlo lishmo I did by kabbalah, so hain reisha, that's the same as the reisha. So the Tana would just be repeating himself. So isn't it logical that line is that first the Tana is talking about two avodot, and then the Tana is talking about one avoda? So within one avoda, I have both kavanas. So it's saying it's pasul, and memela, then our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi, who says, af b'gmar d'varav adam nitpas. We look at the whole thing. So if that's true, then all our problems are solved. We've resolved Rapapa's question, and then we've resolved that our mission is like Rabbi Yossi, if that's true. So the Gemara says, Liolam b'shtei avodot. I could say that the Mishnah, even there, l'shmo b'shtei l'shmo, is talking about two avodot. He says, v'resha d'kai b'shchita v'kamachashe b'shchita. So the first case, the Mishnah, when he had the kavana, we said with the shechita, the kabbalah, the whole lach, the whole thing, and one of them he's got shelo lishmo, that would be he's doing shechita and he's thinking or saying something about shechita. Inami kai bezrika v'kamechashe bezrika, or when he's doing zrika, he's thinking about zrika. So seifa the kai bezrika v'kachashe bezrika, he says, but the seifa case lishmo v'shelo lishmo could be referring to two avodot, but in other words, when you're doing the shechita, you're thinking a pasul thought about the zrika. but it's two avodot. In other words, it cannot relate to two avodot. The amar harini shochet a pesach lishmo. The person says, I'm shechting this animal lishmo, the shame korban pesach, but the zrok demo shlo lishmo. But my kavana is that the zrika should be shlo lishmo. So that it's a possibility that that's what the second line in the Mishnah is referring to. And what would be the purpose of teaching that? The kamash malan, the mechashvin mi avoda li avoda. So that would teach me that I could have a pasul kavana in one avoda for the other avoda. He says, "V'hainu b'ayu de Rav Papa," and that's a question posed by Rav Papa in the Gemara Masechet Zavachim, and when then we should be able to resolve it here. Okay, let's just pause for a second, and we'll take it down. Okay, so again, we're trying to. The question is, does the Mishnah address the case of two kavanos in one avoda? Two kavanos in one avoda means like I'm doing shchita, and I think this shchita is a shame pesach, this shchita is a shame shlamim. That's two kavanot in one avoda. So he said, the first line in the Mishnah sounds like it's talking about one kavana in one avoda, another kavana in a different avoda. So the next line that says l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo must be talking about two kavanas in one avoda. So the Gemara says, no, it could be that line is not talking about two kavanas in one avoda. It could be two kavanos while you're doing shchita. One kavana relates to shchita, one kavana relates to a different avoda, to zrika. And then that's what's saying is pasul, meaning that my pasul kavana vis-a-vis zrika, I can have that kavana even when I'm doing the shchita, but not two kavanos relating to the same avoda. So I haven't yet resolved the issue. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
So when it's supposed to be that when you're doing one of the avodas, you're only supposed to be thinking about that one. And if about the next one, are you passeling the whole
thing? No, you could think about it. It just can't be puzzle thoughts.
Right. Yosef's got it right. You could think about it, but you can't be thinking the wrong thoughts. The wrong thoughts. But if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so then we would have the answer. See, there's a question in the Gemara whether I can be mechashe me'avoda li'avoda. In other words, that gufa is a
question. That's my question.
Can I have kavana from one avoda to another avoda enough to passel that avoda? So the Gemara says, that's Rav Papa's question, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim. So if this is the pshat in our Mishnah, then we have an answer to his question that you could, that would passel it. But that's one alternative. But we don't have a concrete proof yet about two kavanas in one avoda. Okay? So we're on the hunt. We're on the hunt. Yosef, you're okay? Good. Okay. Now, okay, Tashma. Okay, now we're trying to bring another proof to address our question. Now, this is going to the next line in the Mishnah. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul. Now, this line says you began with the bad thought first. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo is pasul. So, heichidami, what's the case that that's talking about? Inim b'shtei avodot, if you say it's two avodot, so one avod I had shelo lishmo, one I had lishmo, he says, hashta lishmo v'shelo lishmo, amri pasul. If you already taught me in the first line of the Mishnah that when I start off on the right foot, I have lishmo, and then I go to shlo lishmo, it's pasul. So shlo lishmo, lishmo mi bayis. So when I start off on the wrong foot, certainly my goose is cooked. So that's too pashut. El la b'avoda achat. Is it not that's talking about within one avoda? So within one avoda, we think, again, so this is... Shelo l'shmo l'shmo. So within one avoda, let's say like shchita, I think shelo l'shmo, I think l'shem shlamim, l'shem pesach, and it's erev pesach. So it's teaching me that's teaching me that that's not good. When we deseifa b'avoda achad, and since that case is with one avoda, reishanami b'avoda achad, the case of l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo will also be one avoda. Let's take a look at the Rashi on this, 10 lines above where it gets medium wide. El la b'avod achat, v'tan l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, l'puki. So he's got two cases. One is l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, and one is shlo l'shmo v'lishmo. One, you start off with the right kavana, go to the wrong kavana. One, where you begin with the wrong kavana, go to the right kavana. So we think that we're proving that both of those are talking about b'avod achat. So why do we need both? V'tan l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, l'puki v'rimeir. The Amar Tfos Lashon Rishon. So Lishmo Vishlo Lishmo, that would be to teach me the Lacha is not like Rebbe Meir, or this Tana doesn't hold like Rebbe Meir, who says Tfos Lashon Rishon. We go after the first thought or statement. But Tana Shlo Lishmo Lishmo, and the one who says that when you begin with the bad thought and then go to the good thought, the Lo Tema Tfos Lashon Acharon, don't say we'll follow the last thought. You were asking me about this earlier, Yosef. There's an idea that I can be Tfos Lashon Acharon. He says the Hahadur Be Mikama, that the person, like, he retracted his first statement. statement. He says, V'chi shachir ahai batra kashachid. And you would think that now when he's shachting, it's with this last thought. He says, Kamashmalan, to Rabbi Yossi, who the armor called Rabadam Nitpas, that the Tan of our mission is Rabbi Yossi, always we look at the whole picture. We say the person wasn't Choser, he had both Kavanas in mind. Okay, so let's just go back a few more lines in the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. So we think we have our proof that it's talking about Ba'avoda Achat, and Mamela, our mission goes like the Tan of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Lo, Leolam B'shte Avodot. I could say that it's talking about two Avodot. Now, we say talking about two avodot, we mean two avodot the way we were saying earlier, that meaning I have kavanah for two avodot in one avoda. When I was on doing shchita, I have a mind about shchita and about the zrika. He says, lo, the only b'shte avodot, uvedinhu, lo istrik. So it means like this. If when he's doing shchita, he has shelo lishma, he thinks the shchita is the shem shlamim, and then he's thinking, the Zrika will be the same Pesach. That's what he's thinking. So it's telling me it's Pasul. So the Gemara says, Uvedinu lo istrikle. You're right, that is totally superfluous because I know it from the earlier lines in the Mishnah. It's gone. But I did the Tana l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, but I could say, since the Tana taught me l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, which in the alternative shot is talking about two kavanot in one avoda, but you know, like you're thinking about shchita and you're thinking about the zrika, the shchita is the shema, and you're thinking the zrika is shelo l'shma. He says, Tananami shelo l'shma l'shma. Just for symmetry, he teaches me the same thing. Okay? All right. Welcome, Pesach David. Nice to have you. I'm still waiting for the Ispa Klaria Hameira, David, but nice to have you. Okay, let's go. Okay, now we're 10 lines from the bottom. Did you do the Gemara up till now, David, or you're just opening now? Pesach David?
I'm up to date.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm saying, you're holding where I'm up to in the Gemara, or do I have to tell you what happened?
I've got to catch up. I didn't realize you starting it. I thought it was 8 o'clock you started.
No, that's like 3 months ago, David. We're at 7:40 p.m., okay?
Okay.
So the Gemara has a question. If you have the wrong Kavana by the Korban Pesach, so it passes the korban. In other words, by other korban, like lishno lishma, it would still be a kosher korban, but it's not ol lebalim shem chova. But a korban pesach, an erev pesach, if I have the wrong kavana, I think the same shlamim, it passes it. So we had a question in our Gemara. The Mishnah says, if I have the wrong kavana, it passes it. It says, if I have lishmo lishno lishmo. So the Gemara has a question: is that talking within one avoda? I have both kavanot, or it means in two or two avodot? All right. So okay. So now we're 10 lines from the bottom. Tashma. So now the Gemara refers to the Mishnah and tomorrow's daf. So Tashma shechato shlo lo ochlav. If a person shechted the korban pesach for people, only for people who cannot eat it, they're too sick or too elderly to eat it. So nobody's going to be able to eat this. He says v'shalolim nuyav. Or I shechted it for people who weren't registered for it. In other words, I got confused with one chabura with another chabura. I thought I'm shechting for chabura A, but really this is chabura B's animal. He says, la'arelim, or I intended to shecht it for people who don't have a bris mila, and they could be from people. Rashi says it means meitu echav mapat mila. His brothers died from getting a bris mila, so but then he doesn't get a bris, but he, at the end of the day, he's still an arel. He says, ulatmein, or for people with tamei. Anyway, the bottom line is, none of those people can eat the korban pesach. Either physically they can't eat it, or halakhically they can't eat it. He says, pasul. So the korban's pasul. That's what the Mishnah says. That's a pasul korban. He says, ha-chapshita b'avodachad. So in that Mishnah, it's clear that we're only talking about one avoda. In other words, I have, because it's just mentioning one kavana. I'm shakling for people who can't eat it. So that's one kavana, and it's one avoda. So since in that Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah, we're talking about one avoda, reishnami b'avodachad. So is it not logical that the psulim in the first Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, are also talking about one avoda? So when it says l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, it's within one avoda. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, me the iria, who says, ha-kedi-ita ba-ha-kedi-ita. Each one could be standing on its own ground. We're around 8 lines from the bottom on Samach Amud Aleph, Michal Shimon, okay? So he says, Seifa b'avoda achat, reisha. So seifa could be in one avoda. Seifa, the reisha, which is our Mishnah, I b'avoda achat, I b'shtei avoda. So it could be either one. We don't know which one it is, and that's what we're trying to lock in. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good?
What if he shechted for some possible people and some not possible people?
Yes, yeah, so that's the next line in the Gemara, okay? And it'll be in the next line in the Mishnah, okay? All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's push through. So Tashma, we're around five lines from the bottom, Michael, on Samach Amud Aleph, okay? So Tashma, Le'ochlav Shlo Le'ochlav Kasher. So this is your question, Yosef. The next line in the Mishnah says, if you shechted for some people who could eat it and some people who can't eat it, it means like some people are old or sick and can't eat it. Some people are healthy and young and could eat it. Then it's kasher. So hechidami. So what's the case that the Mishnah over there is discussing? Inema b'shtei avodot, if it's talking about that you had this kavana in two avodot, meaning that when I'm doing shechita, I'm thinking in the shechita is for the people who can eat it, but I'm thinking the zrika is going to be for the people who can't eat it, if that's b'shtei avodot. That's the way we were talking about two avodot before. So inei b'shtei avodot, b'tam d'chashe b'zrika, d'ein machshevet ochlem b'zrika. So the logic then would be, now again, this machshava of ochlin is only a psul in shechita. It says, ish lefi achlo tachosu alaseh. Each person, how he eats it, tachosu alaseh, you'll shech the seh. So the kavana for the people who are eating it, whether they have kavana for people who can't eat it, that would only be psul by the shechita. So the Gemara thinks, if I say that the next Mishnah is Shtei Avodot, in other words, there would be a plausible Svara that it's talking about two Avodot. And so during Shechita, I have in mind the Shechita should be for the people who could eat it, but I'm thinking the Zrika will be for the people who can't eat it. That's what I'm thinking. So he says, so the reason the Mishnah could plausibly have said it's kasher is because that kavana by Zrika doesn't do anything bad. But then I would be able to extrapolate if both kavana related to the same avoda could go in b'shchita de bahani b'mashavet oklin pasul. So then that would lead me to believe if I had both kavanot by shechita, it would be pasul. He says, v'hakaimalon mixat oklin lo pasul. But we hold that's not the case. So that logic falls apart. Ella, turn page, the top line on Samach Mabez, elav ba'avoda achat. So is it not logical then to say that the Mishnah is talking about ba'avoda achat? In other words, the Mishnah gufa means that within Shechita, not I'm thinking Shechita, Zrika, the whole thing, means within Shechita, I'm thinking this Shechita will be for the Ochlin and the not Ochlin. That's what I think. And the Tanis teaches me it's Kasher. He says, Umi the Seifa b'avoda achat, Rishnami b'avoda achat. So since the Seifa of this Mishnah is talking about one avoda, isn't logical the ratio, which is our Mishnah, is also talking about within one avoda. So he says, me the area. The Gemara says, what type of argument is that? How could he eat to bahakidita? Each one could be understood its own way. Seifa b'avoda chad, ratio o'b'avoda chad, o'b'shtei avodot. So let me just summarize everything we did, and we'll take some questions, comments, or thoughts, and then we'll move on. Okay, so I'm just repeating. So normally, if a person has the wrong kavana by a korban, meaning he has intention for a different type of korban, so he doesn't passel the korban, but it's not, it's just not ol bal and shem chova. It's just the owners don't fulfill their obligation, but I still have a kosher korban. But we said that the korban pesach and the korban chatad are exceptions. That's the first Mishnah Masechet Zevachim. There, if I have kavana shlo lishma, I have kavana for a different korban, then it's the pasul. The whole korban's pasul. It can't even be offered as a sacrifice. It's pasul. And it goes without saying that nobody fulfills their obligation with it. So in our Mishnah, the one we did at the beginning of today's daf, on Nun Tenemut Beis, we spoke about if a person had kavana shlo lishma, so that clearly pasels the korban. But then we had lishmo shlo lishmo. Let's say you had kavana for l'shem pesach, and he had shlo lishmo, shlo l'shem pesach. So the Gemara was mesupak. What case is that talking about? Is that talking about within one avoda? So within shechita, he starts off l'shem pesach, then it's l'shem shlamim, or does it mean within two avodot? So if it's within one avoda, then the Mishnah would be going like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Meir in the Gemara Masechet Tumah says Tfos Lashon Rishon. We're just going to look at your first statement, and the first statement is the Shem Pesach, so you're home free. And yet our Mishnah says Pasul. So if it's within one avoda, Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi, who says Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. We look at the whole statement and we give full force and effect to everything that you said, and then that would be passing like Rabbi Yossi. So we tried to prove one way or the other, back and forth. We weren't able to prove conclusively one way or the other way, and the Gemara is leaving it at this point in time. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Yosef, you good? Okay, good. I love thumbs up. Okay. All right, let's go further. Okay, we're on the fifth line on Samach Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu, Pesach Shchato B'Shar Yimona Shana L'Shmo V'Shlo L'Shmo Mahu. Now, Pesach B'Shar Yimona Shana, it's like punk faker. In other words, on Erev Pesach, I have to have Kavanah L'Shem Pesach. If I have Kavanah L'Shem Shlamim, then it's Pasul. If I take the Korban Pesach B'Shar Yimona Shana, let's say I designate an animal in Shvat, this is going to be my Korban Pesach. And then I shecht it in Adar. I don't wait till Erev Pesach. So if I have Kavanah L'Shem Pesach, now it's Pasul. But if I have Kavanah L'Shem Shlamim, now it's Kasher. Okay, so it's just the opposite of what would be the halacha on Erev Pesach. All right? It's Pesach B'Shar Yimon Hashana. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ibailu, Pesach Shishchato B'Shar Yimon Hashana L'Shmo B'Shal L'Shmo Mahu. Let's say I have a Pesach B'Shar Yimon Hashana, not Erev Pesach, and I do it L'Shmo B'Shal L'Shmo. So I have Kavana L'Shem Pesach, and I have Kavana L'Shem Shlamim. He says, Mahu, what's the halacha in that case? Assuming, again, let's assume in our Mishnah that it's within one avoda, it's pasul, and we're going like Rabbi Yossi, who says Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. It's not so clear how the Machloket Rishonim how to learn this sugya, but the easier way is to learn that it's like going like Rabbi Yossi. So Af Begmar, we're looking at the whole picture. So what will we say in this case? He says Mi Ati Shlo Lishmo Umapikla Mi De Lishmo Umachshirle is the Kavana Shlo Lishmo, which is like the good kavana at this point in time, meaning the Shem Shlamim, is that so strong that it can uproot and we'll discuss why that will be the case, the kavana of the Shem Pesach, Olo, or not. So in other words, boiled down, is there something different about the Shem Pesach and the Shem Shlamim during the other times of the year that kavana of the Shem Pesach can be uprooted by the kavana of the Shem Shlamim? So the Gemara says, Ki atu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Amrit l'shmaita kamed Rav Yirmiyah. I made the following argument before Rav Yirmiyah to resolve our question. Ho'il b'lishmo machshiro bizmano, since the kavanah l'shmo is a machshir bizmano, on Erev Pesach, that means that you get the check mark. V'shalo l'shmo machshiro shalo bizmano. And shalo l'shmo, that's the good kavanah, 364 days of the year. Ma l'shmo ha-machshiro bizmano, ein motzio midei shlo l'shmo. Just like if I had kavana shlo l'shmo v'l'shmo, so that's not going to fix up. Let's say it's Erev Pesach. I have kavana l'shem shlamim, and then I have kavana l'shem Pesach. So the good kavana is not going to fix it up. I had the bad kavana initially. So the good kavana, it's nice, but I'm dead in the water. He says, "Af shlo l'shmo hamashiro shlozmano emel siyom idei l'shmo upasol." So too, b'shar yimon hashana. In other words, it'll be equal. In other words, just like shlo l'shmo v'lishmo on erev Pesach is pasol, so too, if I have kavana. L'shem Pesach and Shlo L'shmo L'shem Shlamim, in other words, the bad kavana and then the good kavana, it's also going to be dead in the water. So the Gemara says Va'amar li, and he, Rav Yirmiyah, said to me. Now this was Rav Dimi speaking. So Rav Yirmiyah said to me, Lo, I don't think the two are analogous. Imamarta b'Shlo L'shmo shkein noeg b'chol azvachim. The kavana of Lo L'shmo is a very strong kavana. It's universal spoiler. In other words, shlo l'shmo, any korban if I have shlo lishmo, it's going to do something bad for the korban. Either it's going to, you know, not be olabam shimchova or totally destroy the korban. But no korban is getting out the door with shlo lishmo. He says, tomar b'lishmo, but this idea that I'm shechting the korban lishmo, l'shem pesach, which is lishmo, he says, shekein eino nohegim b'kol zvachim l'pesach babad. In other words, the only korban where I can have a korban lishmo and it's going to ruin the korban is the korban pesach. That's the only korban that I have lishmo and it destroys it if it's any other day of the year other than Erev Pesach. There's no other korban like that. So that being the case, that Rabbi Yirmiyah is positing, maybe this kavana of lishmo is not such a strong, like doesn't attach to the animal. In other words, it's like a weaker kavana. In other words, it's weaker. In other words, since we don't find it anywhere else other than the Korban Pesach, maybe this sort of spoiler is a weaker spoiler. The shlo lishmo is a strong spoiler. It's like, I don't know, Lahavdil, I'm thinking, I'm trying to clear a drain in my house, like have like different like Drano's, you know, like weak Drano, super duper Drano. So here with the kavanot, shlo lishmo, that's a strong kavana. That's a universal spoiler. That'll spoil any korban. But lishmo, that's a limited spoiler. It only spoils the korban pesach. So maybe in that role, maybe it's not so strong. Meaning that maybe that could be lifted up by the correct kavana. So we think maybe if you had kavana bishar yimod hashana l'shem pesach and l'shem shlamim, maybe the shem shlamim could undo that kavana lishmo, because maybe the kavana lishmo is like it's like a weak spoiler. It could be undone by a second thought. That's what we think. Okay, what's the question?
When you have a kavana that this is a pesach korban on any other day of the year, does that even have any meaning? In other words,
no. It means not that you. It means your kavana is I am shechting this korban l'shem pesach. That's the right. Kavana. That's the statement.
So is it because it's a mistake of fact, and I think it's Yudalit Nisan?
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the issue is. It doesn't matter if it was due to mistake of fact, or you decided you want to bring in pesach in July. But it would you had that kavana. That's going to be the spoiler. Okay. All right.
But isn't that even a meaningless statement, sort of, you know, like a self-contradictory statement?
It doesn't work, but it will destroy the korban. That's all I could say. All right, I want to get through this sugya because I got to keep the flow, okay? So now the Gemara says, my havolo. So what's the bottom line with this? Again, the question is, it's Bishar Yimod Hashana, I have this lamb that I designated as a Korban Pesach, and then I shechted it L'shem Pesach, and then I said L'shem Shlamim. Is that a good Korban or not a good Korban? So we tried to extrapolate the answer, but it wasn't so good. So Amar Rava, Pesach Shechato Bishar Yimod Hashana L'shmo, Shlo L'shmo, if you did Bishar Yimod Hashana L'shmo means L'shem Pesach, Shlo L'shem Shlamim, let's say, Kasher. So Rava wants to say that korban would be a kosher korban. Why? The hastamo l'shmo koi means that the animal has been designated, the default for that animal is l'shmo. In other words, if the kohen would not have any kavana, so it would default over l'shmo. It was designated a korban pesach. If the kohen shechs it without any specific korban in mind, so we would view it as being shechted l'shmo, the same korban pesach. V'afilu hachi ki shachit l'shlo l'shmo kasher. But notwithstanding that, when you say it's l'shem shlamim, it's kasher. So he says, alma ati shlo l'shmo u'mapik le midei l'shmo. So in any korban pesach, b'shar yimod hashana, this is Rava wants to say, you're in effect, you know, counteracting a kavana of lishmo. In other words, even if I don't say anything about this korban, it was designated a korban pesach. If the kohen would not have any kavana, it would be viewed as lishmo. So if I say it's l'shem shlamim, I'm undoing a designation of korban pesach. Ki shachet nami lishmo shlo lishmo achi shlishmo mapikle midi lishmo. So Rava wants to say that the second kavana, in other words, let's say I don't make any statement, and I say shlo lishmo, but I'm undoing a pre-existing designation of Korban Pesach, and yet it works. So since it works to make it so that's in essence, he's saying there's no difference between whether you say it's the Shem Pesach or I don't say it's the Shem Pesach, and then I say it's the Shem Shlamim, that I'm undoing a previous designation. That's what Rava wants to say. So Amalei Ravada Barava L'Rava. So Ravada Barava says to Rava, Dilma Shani Heichad Da Amar Mehechad Lo Amar. Maybe you're doing too quick with this, Rava. You're equating a statement where you don't make any statement to equate a statement where you do make a statement. In other words, according to you, it doesn't make a difference whether you say it's the Shem Pesach or not. We don't say it's the Shem Pesach. It's all the same idea. Maybe that's not the case. I'm going to prove it to you it's not the case. The next Mishnah in tomorrow's daf says that if a person had kavana to shech the korban for people who could eat it and for people who could not eat it, and we covered this already, that they're sick, they're elderly, so it's kasher. But if I shecht it just for people who can't eat it, that's pasol. If I say I'm shechting this korban just for the people who can't eat it, it's pasol. There too, don't you say, isn't it like defaulting over for the people who could eat it? Let's say there were 10 people registered for the korban. 5 could eat it, 5 can't eat it. So isn't it understood that stama la ochlav, like it defaults over for the ochlav? In other words, it goes forward and notwithstanding that, if I say shlola ochlav, it's pasol. Elishani hechad amar mehechad lo amar. So you have to say when it comes to ochlav, shlola ochlav, there's a big difference between whether you say it's going to be la oklav shlo oklav, or you don't say, or you just say it's shlo la oklav. In other words, so the Gemara says, Hakanami, here too, this is who's speaking? This is Ravada Barava. So Hakanami, Shani Hecha da Amar, Meheche lo Amar. So too, he thinks there's a difference with the Shmuel Shmuel, whether you make the statement or don't make the statement. So let's see, now with the final response, then we'll summarize, then we'll take a break, okay? So Amar Le. So this is Rava. So Rava's like response is me the iria or hachi hashta. How can you compare the two cases? Bishlei mahatam. When it comes to the shmo of shlo shmo, kamen lo akarle b'shchita stame vada the shmo koi. In other words, by shchita, you don't say anything. That definitely is defaulting over the Shem Pesach. There's no question about that. That's what Rava says. Ela hacha. But when it comes to ochlav shlo ochlav. Stamal Oklav Koi? Is that true that the default is La Oklav? He's going to say that when it comes to people who are eating it, it's like a loosey-goosey situation, a fluid situation. Maybe the first people who had registered are going to pull out of the registration, and other people are going to register. In other words, with the Korban Pesach, it's not locked in stone. It's a fluid situation. You got people coming. It's like a bus. People coming, getting on, getting off. So he says, Ditnan, like we learn in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is later on our Masechta, Nimnin u'moshchim yidei mimenu. Some people could register and then withdraw. It's like you register for a class in college. Some people register and now they withdrew. I'm getting out of this class. I'm going to a different chavra. I don't want to be with this group of people the whole night. I can't leave the house and I don't like them anymore. I don't want to be with a different chavra for Pesach. He says, so Nimnin u'moshchim yidei mimenu achi shachet, that you mean I can register for it or I can withdraw from it until the animal is shechted. So until the animal is shechted, everything is changing. People are registering, people are unregistering for it. So there I can't say that it's so clear that it defaults over la'ochlav. But in Achinami, by Shechita Lishma, that default is there. So Rava's proof is reinstated. So Rava's proof is that the kavana of shlo lishmo can uproot the designation of lishma. And so if Bishar Yimon Hashana, you had kavana, you know, even though you said l'shem Pesach, you said l'shem Shlamim. So in this case, we're not going to say, even within Rabbi Yossi, we're not going to say we're going to look at the whole picture and say it's apostle Korban because you had the Shem Pesach. We're going to say the second Kavana uprooted everything. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Michael, you look like you're ready to kill. You know, like
are you going to summarize this last piece?
I thought that was the summary.
And then I missed it totally.
right, let's do it again.
It's something about like shopping week at school.
Okay. So again, our question was Pesach b'shar yemot hashana.
Right.
Pesach and other days. So it means like in Shvat, I designate a lamb to be my korban Pesach.
Got it.
And then I got to verbalize anyway. And then in Adar, I decide to shecht it. And then when I shecht it, I say, this is l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim. So is that a kosher korban or not a kosher korban? Now, if I would just say l'shem Shlamim, it's a kosher korban. If I say it's l'shem Pesach, it's not a kosher korban. What if I say it's l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim? Now, we're within the Shita of Rabbi Yossi is the way I'm learning, which is, I think, the way Rashi learns. So then, like, the Sfar Pshuta would be that Rabbi Yossi says, I look at the whole picture, I'm dead in the water, because I had a kavan on the Shem Pesach, I'm dead in the water. So the Gemara adduced proof, Rava adduced proof at the end, that the kavana of Shlo Lishmo wins out over the kavana of L'Shem Pesach, because any animal, Rava says, that's a Pesach, that was designated a Pesach, whether I say it's a Shem Pesach, or I don't say it's a Shem Pesach, would default over to being a Pesach. So if I have, let's say I have my lamb that I designate as a Korban Pesach, and I say, this is a Shlamim, and I shecht it, so it's good. So even if I say it's a Shem Pesach, Shem Shlamim, it's good, because even in the first case where I didn't say the Shem Pesach, it was a Shem Pesach. That's what Rava wants to say. Now, there was a question that Ravada Barava asked him from Ochlav Shol to Ochlav. If you made the statement, was worse than if you didn't make the statement. In other words, if I say it's the Ochlav Shlo Ochlav, then it's good. If I say Shlo Ochlav, it's not good. But there, it's different, because in other words, there you can't assume that it's defaulting over for the people who eat it, because the registration is constantly changing. So you can't say that there's a default that it's just for the Ochlav. Those people may not even be with the Korban Pesach anymore at the time of Shechita. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything?
Thank you.
Sure. Who, any questions, comments on anything we did so far? Yo, yeah, what's up, yo, Israel? What do you got for me? Unmute.
So if you take a lamb, and you don't designate it as either Shlamim or a Pesach, are you allowed to bring it as a Pesach, or do you have to designate it beforehand?
No, well, it should be designated as a Korban Pesach, and you should have Kavana when you shecht it, it's the same Korban. You should have that Kavana when you shecht it.
Yeah. But does it invalidate it if you don't designate it? Does it invalidate it?
Well, if again, the animal you have to designate as a Korban Pesach. If you don't designate it, in other words, to bring an animal, I have to be makdish it. I have to, you know, sanctify it and declare that it's a Korban and what Korban it is. Once I do that, and then if it was designated as a Korban Pesach and you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen shechted it, we would assume that it was shechted l'shem Korban Pesach, but you have to designate it.
But you just gave a case, maybe I misunderstood, where you person designated as a shlamim, and then
our Gemara is talking about when a person makes statements or has different thoughts during each one of the avodot. So let's say during shechita, when he's shechting the animal, the case was a Pesach b'shar yemot hashana, a Pesach on days other than erev Pesach. He took the lamb and he said, "I'm shechting it l'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim." So is that a kosher korban or not? So the kavana l'shem Pesach is poison, the b'shar yemot hashana. The kavana l'shem shlamim is good. So is that good during the rest of the year or not? So the Gemara ended up concluding that that would be good during other times during the year, because the second kavana would uproot the first kavana.
And what was the second kavana?
That is l'shem shlamim. Again, Pesach b'shar yemot hashana. There was a korban Pesach on any other day of the year other than erev Pesach. If I have kavanah l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. If I have kavanah l'shem shlamim, it's good. It's just okay. The opposite of erev Pesach. So if I had both kavanah, what's doing? So the Gemara says, if the second kavanah was the good kavanah, which is the l'shem shlamim, it'll be a good korban.
Okay, so you're saying the person accidentally designated as a korban Pesach during the year.
No, it doesn't have to be accidentally. In other words, let's say Pesach's coming. Let's say it's now. He says, I want to get ready for Pesach. So he's got a lamb. He designates it as a Korban Pesach. And then he decides he's offering it in March or whatever before Pesach. He's going to bring it as a Korban.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving, everybody. Okay. So we're the first very wide line. Yosef, are you okay, Yosef? Let me see.
It's confusing, but I'm okay.
Okay, good. Okay, the first wide line on Samach Amud Beis. Okay. So Ibailhu, the question was asked in the Beis Medrash. Pesach Shchato B'Shor Yemot Hashana B'Shinui Ba'alim Ma'u. Now, up until now, we've been talking about Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh is a different designation, the wrong korban. Shinui Ba'alim is for a different owner. In other words, it's Reuben's korban. I have in mind Shimon. So let's say I shech the Pesach and other days during the year, B'Shinui Ba'alim Ma'u. Is it Shinui Ba'alim Kishinui Kodesh Dami? In other words, Shinui Ba'alim would normally be the poison pill on Erev Pesach, if I have Shinui Ba'alim, if I have in mind for the wrong owner. So is something that would be poison on Erev Pesach, ipso facto, the gift of life on other days of the year? That's the question, the Gemara. He says, Umach Shile Olo. So Amra Papa, Amrit the Shmaita Kamei Durava. So I said the following argument before Rava. Hoil v'shinui kodesh poslo bismano. Shinui kodesh is if I have the wrong kavan on the shame korban on Erev Pesach. That passes it on Erev Pesach. V'shinui balim poslo bismano. And shinui balim is also poslo. Yeah, I had in mind, in other words, this animal belonged to Chabura A. I have in mind Chabura B. So that also passes it. Ma shinui kodesh poslo bismano machshiro lachar zmano. Just like shinui kodesh, the kavan on the shame shlamim, that's poison on Erev Pesach, that's the antidote of life on other days of the year. So maybe Shinui Balim works the same way. Now, it's a little hard to understand how this logic goes along, but in the art scroll, they quoted the quote of Shi Worm Rav Elchanan. He says that the invalidity of the korban poses like a change in its status. That's the idea. In other words, making some what would otherwise be an invalid choice, causes the korban to be redesignated. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Va'amar li. So this is Rapapa speaking before Rava. So Rava said to me, "Lo." He says, "No, I don't think he got this right. I don't think the two are comparable." In other words, we're trying to compare Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Balim. That's basically what we're saying. Imamarta Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Kodesh, a different destination, has a different korban. That's like, again, like with the Drano. It's like the strong Drano. It's like the strong poison. Shkein psulo begufo. That's a psul in the guf. In other words, the animal itself becomes pasul. You know, he said it's a korban shlamim. V'yeshno barabavodot. And that psul goes through any one of the four avodot, it'll passel it. On the top line at Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, V'yeshno la'achar mita. That psul applies even after the death of the owner. So let's say somebody had a korban, he died, he has an heir, and the heir brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So if the Kohen does an avoda for a different type of korban, so the obligation has not been fulfilled. It passes. I mean, it's not Ol Labalim Shem Chova, I should say. He says, "V'yeshno b'tzibur kibyachid," and it's a psul that applies to the tzibur and the yachid. In other words, that's like a strong destroyer. And with Shinui Kodesh is a strong destroyer of korbanot. He says, "Tomar b'Shinui Balim." Shinui Balim doesn't do have a big reaction on the korban. He says, "The aim psulo begufo." That's not a psul in the guf of the korban. There's nothing wrong with the animal per se as a result of this. So the Gemara is going to have questions on it. The eino ba'arba avodot. Shinui Balim does not apply to all four avodot. Shinui Balim only applies by the zrika. If I have in mind for the wrong person, that's by the zrika that will impact on it. He says, "The eino la'achar mita." If it's after the person dies and the Kohen is bringing it, he has in mind that it's somebody else. So the Rashi learns the korban is still valid. He says, "Ve'eno b'tzibur kibyachid." It doesn't have any shaychus by the tzibur. How can I have kavanah to somebody else? Whoever I have kavanah for, he's part of the tzibur, korban tzibur. So, you know, I didn't have in mind Reuben had Shimon Levi, but it's still part. It's part of like the ownership. It's supposed to be part of the tzibur. In other words, the korban's from the whole tzibur, from, you know, 3 million people. So I had in mind, it's like from another matter. And then Rashi says, and then even if I were to have in mind a non-Jew, that would not invalidate it, because the Gemara has learned that Shinui Baalim is only if I have in mind somebody else who's like eligible for Kapara. He says, now, Ve'eno B'tzibur Kibiyachid. So anyway, the point is, he's trying to say those two are not comparable. Shinui Kodesh, don't compare Shinui Kodesh Shinui Baalim. Shinui Kodesh is like an atomic bomb. Shinui Baalim is like a grenade. So the atomic bomb has a bigger impact on the korban, you know, so that'll work during the year. The grenade won't do it enough. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara says, V'afelgav to tarti lav dafka, tarti miye dafka. And even though of the four items that were mentioned, you know, two of them are not so solid. In other words, the Gemara has kashas against two of the distinctions we made, but two are rock solid, the Gemara says. He says, and the two that are not so good are Demaishina Shinui Baalim Deloi Psul Begufo. He says, you said Shinui Baalim is not Psul Begufo. The Psul Machshava Baalmahi, Shinui Kodesh Nami Psul Machshava Baalmahi. In other words, you said it's not Psul Begufo. But if it's Shinui Kodesh, the animal itself has not been changed. It's just a thought, a statement. So you could argue about whether it's a psul begufo or not. In other words, we said before that Shinui Kodesh is a psul begufo. Shinui Baalim is not a psul begufo. Psul begufo would mean, let's say, if the korban became tameh or something like that, something happened to the animal. But is it so pashut? In other words, we're just talking about nothing has really happened. It's just a statement. He says here, v'tu, so that one the Gemara is undermining. V'tu, hademar Shinui Baalim enol achar mita. Then you said, Shinui Baalim is not true after the person's death, because even if the Kohen had in mind for a different owner, it would still be a good korban. He says, Ura Pinchas Bered Rabami da Amar Yesh Shinui Baalim Lachar Mita Ma Ikalamemar. There's an opinion that it says that there is Shinui Baalim after the person's death. So the article says that he says in Zvachim, if a person owns the sacrificed dyes, his heir becomes the new owner. So if the Kohen brings the avod on behalf of that of someone other than the heir has to bring a new sacrifice in place of the one he inherited. So then it would be a problem with it. So he says, so Ma'ikla Meymar, so Tarti Miyad Dafka Ninu, but two of them are rock solid. Elamar Rava, Pesach Shishchato B'Shari Modashana, B'Shinui Baalim, Nasa Kamisha Ein Lo Baalim Mizmanu Pasul. So Rava says, if I shech the Pesach other days of the year, B'Shinui Baalim, in other words, instead of thinking it's Reuven's korban, it'll be Shimon's korban, Nasa Kamisha Ein Lo Baalim Mizmanu, it's like having like a korban without owners and it's right Zman, and it will be Pasul. So again, let's go back. So the question we asked is, let's say I have the korban Pesach B'Shari Yom HaShana. So if it's Shinui Kodesh, it's a good korban now. But Shinui Baalim, would that also be a good korban or not? So the Gemara wanted to say, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Baalim, it's like the Zel Basach. They're both like, they make a big impact on the korban, and it would be a good korban. Then the Gemara said, no, the two aren't quite comparable, because Shinui Kodesh is like, that's the nuclear bomb. Shinui Baalim, that's like the grenade. But then the Gemara said, and the Gemara had four distinctions. Even though two of the distinctions didn't hold up, two of the distinctions did hold up. So it is a big difference. So the Gemara ends up saying, in Achinami, if I bring the Korban Pesach, Pesharim Mod HaShana, with a Kavana of Shinui Baalim, indeed it is Pasul. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far today? Yeah, it was.
I don't understand. Why would you think Pesach, anytime, Korban Pesach, anytime besides Erev Pesach, Shinui Baalim would be okay? Bottom line, you're bringing a Korban Pesach in July. Why would you think just because you're having a different intention of an owner, you'll be okay?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have the art scroll in front of you or not?
Yes.
Look in footnote 23 on 60b3. So let me just read it again. He quotes from the Kofetz Shiurim. He says that, I guess the noise is coming from your end. So he says that, in other words, Shinui Kodesh Lechoram changing the whole Korban. What's Shinui Baalim have to do with anything with that? So he says that, I'll just read the beginning on the fourth line. He says, rather is because a change of holiness, shinui kodesh, intention, renders a Pesach invalid in its time. And since a Pesach is invalid, its designation automatically changes. In other words, once I have this idea of shinui kodesh, so the designation of the korban as a Pesach automatically changes. Put another way, it's the invalidity inherent in the change of holiness intention that affects the change in designation, not the change of holiness intention per se. In other words, he wants to say the fact that I had a kavana or a statement that passels the korban on Erev Pesach, so that kavana b'shar yimot hashana will affect a change in the korban to make it not a korban Pesach, make it like something that's valid. Thus, it is possible to reason that a change of owner intention, which likewise renders in Pesach invalid its time, should also be able to render a Pesach valid not during its time. In other words, that these kavanot, they're so detrimental to the korban on Erev Pesach. So it's like you're in chemistry class and you're adding like a reagent to a mixture, and it's such a powerful reagent that like the whole thing is changing radically. In other words, like I have, you know, my beaker and it's filled with chemicals, and I add, I don't know, hydrochloric acid, and everything blows up. So like both of these kavanah are like hydrochloric acid, and we think that it's enough to affect like a change in the designation of the thing. But in the end, the Gemara says that the shinui ba'alim is not enough. That's the best I have with it. I'm sorry, Michael, you don't like it? No, I'm not doing it. All right. I think that's it. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. Let me end the recording. Okay.